Well, as we begin our second week of Advent, we continue to prepare the way for the birth of Jesus. Joining us this morning to help us in our journey is the pastor at Queen of Peace Church in Salem and a wonderful friend of Mater Dei Radio, Father Tim Makaitis. Good morning, Father Tim. How's everyone at Queen of Peace today?
Wonderful, David. Thank you for calling. Yes, we're doing well in this beautiful time of year.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny. We were talking about this the other day, and you kind of get to All Saints Day, Halloween, then Thanksgiving comes up, and boy, this time of year goes fast.
It sure does, and it's quite a shift in gears, you know, from being busy and, you know, everything's so centered on Christmas. Everywhere you go, the retail stores are all filled with Christmas, and, you know, and then you suddenly, you go to Mass for Sunday of Advent, and it's, whoa, slow down, slow down.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because that's really what Advent is all about. I know we do all rush to Christmas time, and as you said, you see all the decorations out there, but that is what Advent is about. It's about kind of preparing the way, and so when you reflect on Advent, what are some of your reflections?
Mm-hmm. Well, preparing the way, you know, I think for centuries, Christians have realized that the celebration of Christmas is not just some minor holiday. It's not just a day the, you know, people go crazy and have wonderful parties and then it's over. It's just, we need time to prepare. It's like the season of Lent moving up to the mystery of the Easter season and the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. We need time to prepare and reflect on the significance of these feasts in our life, and certainly Christmas is the alternative, the first half of the year, and then Easter the other half of the year. It's kind of balance. And we need time to reflect upon what it means to welcome the Savior, what it meant at that time when he physically appeared among us, and what it means for us now as we look forward to his coming again at the end of time. And so this sense of longing and expectation, I think, is really an exercise in Christian hope. We're hoping for the Savior. We know he's come, but where are we personally on opening our hearts to welcome him? And so we listening to the prophets, Isaiah, last Sunday, yesterday, Baruch, not a prophet we hear from very often, but Baruch's that beautiful reading, the second Sunday of Advent, it's like a blowing trumpet of hope and expectation. Your Savior is here. Make ready the way, John the Baptist said in Luke's Gospel. So the message is obvious. We need just to do it, make an intentional choice to really absorb this sense of longing and hope and expectation. And patience is not something we're very good at. I know it's not something I'm very good at.
It's so true. Father Tim Makaitis, the pastor at Queen of Peace Church in Salem, as we reflect on Advent. I don't know if you do this at Queen of Peace or some other parishes in the Salem area, but I know oftentimes churches will take the Advent season to hold some penance services.
We do. In fact, ours is next week. The area parishes, I think we're doing them all next week, giving people a chance on Tuesday, Wednesday, and ours is Thursday of next week to make ready the way of the Lord, to, you know, to clean one's soul and to open the door to welcome Christ. And so people will have an opportunity to do that. I think one thing COVID has taught us, among many other things, and we have to recognize not the good things about COVID, but the lessons that we've learned, the benefits that have come. Even in darkness, God teaches us something valuable. And so one thing we've learned is that, you know, bottom line, the reason people come is to confess, to reflect on their sins. And they've done that. They've done that well, or they will do that during the service as they await their opportunity to speak to the priest. So rather than a formalized service as such, we have priests available in various parts of the church where people can line up, as they always do, and have the opportunity to confess and receive absolution. And then we have music playing in the background, instrumental music, and we dim the lights in the church to give it a sense of kind of contemplation and reflection. And then we have aides available as they enter the church, a kind of examination of conscience adults and examination of conscience for children. So I think the families really appreciate that, and most people seem to appreciate that because it gives them a kind of a concrete opportunity to be specific about, you know, about our sinfulness and to identify it where it is and to rejoice in God's mercy. So people seem to like that. It's a little more quiet, a little more personal. And, you know, it just depends how many folks come as to how long it takes. Usually about an hour and a half.
Right.
Maybe longer. It just depends. So,
well, yeah. And we talked about preparing the way, too. And I can't think of a better way to prepare the way than to be able to participate in the penance service, or even if it's just on a Saturday before church, however it's set up. But as we go with a couple more weeks of Advent, again, just that opportunity to, like you said, prepare the way.
Sure. And this year, as it will be next year, too, we have a nearly four full weeks of Advent, which is a really rich opportunity to have a little more time to prepare. Sometimes Advent seems to just rush by very quickly, and before you know it, you're singing Christmas carols, you know. But this year, right, with Christmas on Saturday and next year Sunday, then we have the four full weeks, which is a great opportunity, sure.
You know, with a couple more weeks of Advent left, Father Tim, do you have any suggested readings that you can think, just people if they're at home and, you know, you talking about the prepare the way, any things that you might recommend for them?
Well, certainly the scriptures, you know, to begin with, reflecting on the Sunday readings as you approach Sunday. The first readings, don't minimize the importance of those, especially when the prophet speaks,
yeah,
as yesterday's, and then certainly the significant figures of Advent, John the Baptist, the Blessed Mother, all pointing the way to Christ, and then Jesus comes to take center stage on that day. And the Christmas season begins, and not just one day, it goes on for 12 days,
right,
about. So I would say the scriptures, and there are a variety of reflections offered. For example, Word on Fire, Bishop Barron has a daily meditations preparing for the gospel each Sunday during Advent season. That it's a lovely book, and it's has a gospel, and then some questions afterwards, and some opportunity to do a little journaling if you feel so moved. So any of those tools that are available like that, and I'm sure that individual parishes would have other,
right,
pamphlets or material available. So there's a great deal of it out there.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Father Tim Mikaitis, he is the pastor at Queen of Peace Church in Salem. Well, before we wrap up, Father, would you mind leaving us with an Advent blessing?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this graced opportunity to open our hearts to the coming of your Son among us. Help us to renew our faith in him, to welcome him, to make haste, to run along the road and embrace him in love and charity as he does for us. We pray your blessing upon all listeners, families, friends, especially those who are in any special need of healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Tim Mikaitis, pastor at Queen of Peace Church in Salem. Father Tim, always great to talk with you. Appreciate your time, and I wish you a very blessed Advent and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to everyone. God bless.
God bless.